At 6:06, it is overcast and 66 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 87 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We will learn tonight more about The Gathering. It's a new park-like setting along the Arkansas River in Tulsa.
It has a lot of different kinds of elements, but it's primarily green space. It has a lot of trees. It has a lot of nature. It has a lot of activities, too.
That is project manager Jeff Stava. The Gathering will be built on 50 acres of land near the pedestrian bridge. The project will be unveiled tonight at the TCC, Center for Creativity. Well, just across the street from that venue, a fire in the basement at the Tulsa Community College's downtown campus leads to classes there being canceled for at least today. The fire was in the basement electrical system. Crews will begin assessing the damage this morning. Classes at other TCC campuses will go on today. Mayor Bartlett makes a plea for support of his plan to extend a tax and to repurpose it for public safety.
The proposal, in the mayor's words, would repurpose the former 1.67% Fortifix County tax and extend it beyond its current expiration date. Mayor Bartlett says it would provide a sustainable source of revenue for police, fire, and street maintenance needs.
To do this, we'll require a positive vote of the city council to allow the public to have a vote.
The city council is expected to take up the issue this week. If councilors say yes to the plan, it would go to citizens for a vote in November. From City Hall, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
They are still cleaning up some of the damage caused by a windstorm that blew through Jinx on Sunday. Deputy Tulsa Area Emergency Manager Jamie Ott says straight-line winds of up to 80 miles an hour apparently caused the damage.
What appears to have been strong straight-line winds was over about 111th and South Am and Jinx. They had some minor damage, power poles, some street signs were blown over. There was one large tree limb that landed up on the house.
Now, no injuries were reported. At one point, some 1,300 homes were without power in the Jinx area. A new program is underway this week in Tulsa. It is called MASH, but don't expect Hot Lips or Hawkeye. This stands for Math and Science Health. It's a two-week camp that gives high schoolers hands-on experience.
They have opportunities to see a variety of health careers, not only just doctors and nurses, but medical laboratory scientists, physical therapists, and biotechnical engineers. They'll be going on some field trips, and it's a nice experience for them to get exposure to health careers and how fun math and science can be.
Joe Snitzer is helping coordinate the event. It is put on by the OU School of Community Medicine and the Tulsa Community College. Another earthquake in central Oklahoma, this time near McLeod. It came in at 3.1. It's the fourth earthquake in 2 days in that area. Preparations are underway at the McAllister State Prison for an execution this evening.
The inmate scheduled for execution is James DeRosa.
Corrections spokesman Jerry Massey says DeRosa is accused of murdering a LaFleur County couple. The execution is set for 6 o'clock this evening. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and warm today. We will have a high of 87. Tonight, it'll be partly clear and mild, 67 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 89. Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 91. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is overcast and 66 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.